Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. Trite as it sounds, the wheels of progress turn slowly, and this is especially true of another injustice perpetrated on elders. This time, it involves illegal evictions from nursing homes, otherwise known as dumping. This practice has been occurring for many years, and the process of addressing it is just now beginning to build momentum. Today's articles offer background on these abuses and the steps that are being taken to deter them. They include, from the Washington Post, Maryland Attorney General says nursing homes kicked out patients to boost Medicare payments, December 2016. From the Herald Mail Media website, dumping incidents reported at NMS Hagerstown from December 2016, an embattled NMS Healthcare Hagerstown closing also from there in 2017. AARP's November 2017 magazine, Nursing Homes Stop Dumping Patients. And more on that from NPR's AARP Sues Nursing Homes to Stop Illegal Evictions. And finally, from the Aging.care website, Nursing Home Discharges Residents Have Rights. And from Maryland Attorney General says nursing homes kicked out patients to boost Medicare payments by Dan Morris. A nursing home operator in Maryland aggressively and illegally booted residents from its facilities to maximize payments it collected from public health plans, and in many cases dropped the residents off at homeless shelters or inadequate living facilities, the state's attorney general alleged in a sweeping lawsuit filed in Montgomery County Circuit Court. The lawsuit asserts that the firm, Niswanger Management Services, NMS, was acutely aware of the reimbursement differences between federal Medicare and the lesser rates paid by Medicaid, which uses state and federal money to provide health coverage for low-income patients. NMS's motive, according to the Attorney General, leave bed space for new Medicare patients who yield more than $500 a day in reimbursements, compared with roughly half that for Medicaid. The nursing home operation discharged patients without their consent once their Medicare coverage ran out and without the planning the state requires for placing them in a safe and secure environment, the lawsuit said. They put hundreds of vulnerable patients at risk, and we think what they did was illegal, said Attorney General Brian E. Frosch. More than 700 people likely reside in the nursing home operator's five facilities in Maryland, the lawsuit said. The company, based in Hyattsville, said it had done nothing wrong. NMS strongly denies any wrongdoing and disputes the entirety of the Attorney General's allegations in this matter, said Mark Yost, the company's chief executive. We intend to prove our case and will respond in the appropriate form in due time. The 62-page lawsuit covers the often complicated world of Medicare payments for people who are discharged from hospitals to a nursing home. According to the Attorney General, NMS aggressively seeks these clients and then aggressively seeks to get them out after 100 days when the Medicare reimbursements for that type of care run out. NMS kicked out patients even if their bills had been paid and did so without proper setting them up in their next living facility, Frosch said. Further, the patients whose income levels made them eligible to switch to Medicaid after the 100-day window closed also were booted because the nursing facility would have made less off Medicaid. They maximized the highest public payments, which is Medicare, he added. When that ends, they will make Medicaid, but only if they have empty beds. When NMS issued involuntary discharge notices to its residents, it almost always said it was doing so because the residents failed to pay or failed to arrange for payment by Medicare, Medicaid, or a third-party payer, according to the litigation. The Attorney General's office compared the number of discharge notices at NMS's five nursing homes with those of the 225 other nursing homes. Over a 17-month period, NMS facilities issued 1,061 discharge notices, the Attorney General said, compared with 510 such notices at the state's other nursing homes combined. That just smacks you in the face, Frost said. They're doing something that nobody else is doing. One former resident of an NMS facility in Hagerstown, Andrew Edwards, said in an interview that his stay at the nursing home was fine. Edwards is cited by name as an example in the state's lawsuit. All the nurses were good, he said. The therapy was great. He suffers from kidney disease, needs dialysis, and used a walker, the lawsuit said. The problem with Edwards' care, the lawsuit alleges, occurred after an NMS staff member loaded him into a vehicle with a woman, assuring Edwards that she would take him to an assisted living facility. Instead, the lawsuit asserts, she drove him to a house in Baltimore with no handicap accessibility. On his second day there, weakened by a missed dialysis treatment, he told the house owner that he needed to go to a hospital. Edwards was left at the door of St. Agnes Hospital, where he received emergency dialysis, according to the lawsuit. A social worker got Edwards to a better living facility, and Edwards said in an interview, "I'm glad that I'm out of that place," he said. Of the previous house, it was like a nightmare staying there. Frosch said his office was troubled by finding at least three unlicensed senior living facilities where NMS patients ended up. "We've uncovered that stuff in our investigation of NMS, and we're very concerned about it," he said. And now from HeraldMailMedia.com, dumping incidents reported at NMS Hagerstown, and more on that issue. Hagerstown staff put a resident, a 59-year-old West Virginia woman suffering from cancer, into a vehicle and had her driven to a Baltimore row house owned by a woman with a long-standing partnership under which NMS rids itself of residents whose Medicare post-hospitalization benefits are running out, the suit alleges. The woman remained several weeks in the house, which was not licensed to care for frail and disabled people. During that time, the woman who ran the home took the patient's debit card and PIN number, did not provide her with prescribed medications, and fed her only instant ramen noodles and water, according to the suit. When the ailing 85-pound woman canceled her debit card, according to the suit, the woman running the house physically abused her, threw out her personal belongings, and dropped her off at a Baltimore homeless shelter. Although NMS discharged the woman, the company had arranged for her to enroll in Maryland's Medicaid program and was paid $17,500 for services, including social work and discharge planning services that NMS had in fact failed to provide, according to allegations. On February 2nd, NMS Hagerstown put a 53-year-old military veteran from Virginia into a car with a man who allegedly ran another sham assisted living facility in Baltimore. The man coerced the veteran, who had a traumatic brain injury and substance abuse issues, into making him the payee for his Social Security benefits, according to the suit. The suit alleges the man stole more than $2,000 in Social Security benefits over several months, even though the veteran stayed in the row house for only one day before he fled the house and found his way to the emergency room at Bon Secours Hospital. NMS was paid more than $20,500 for services, including some the suit alleges were not provided. One person, referred to as Resident 15, was driven by an NMS staff member to her home after the company told her family they planned to discharge her due to insufficient payment rates, the lawsuit said. When the staffer got the woman to her home, she found it was locked, so she drove Resident 15 to a relative's home, abandoning her in the driveway, the suit alleges. When the son arrived home, he found his mother wandering toward nearby woods, the suit states, noting the high temperature reached 95 degrees that day. The suit listed other incidents involving NMS Hagerstown residents who allegedly faced similar situations. And what a good thing to hear now. The embattled NMS Healthcare Agerstown closed by Dave McMillan. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said previously that NMS Healthcare of Hagerstown had been out of compliance with Medicare requirements. There were dozens of deficiencies, including 14 found during a February survey that posed immediate jeopardy to resident health or safety, according to Medicare termination notice. It announced that the operator of five Maryland nursing homes, including NMS Healthcare of Hagerstown, had been charged by the Maryland Attorney General's Office with dumping frail and disabled Medicare and Medicaid residents at sham assisted living facilities and homeless shelters while submitting false claims to the state. And now going on to Nursing Homes Stop Dumping Patients, AARP Foundation Sues to Combat Cruel Evictions by David Frank, AARP. Gloria Single isn't asking for much. The 82-year-old California woman who suffers from dementia, pulmonary disease, and other ailments just wants to go back to living with her 93-year-old husband, Bill, at a Sacramento nursing home. Single had lived there until March when the facility sent her to Sutter Medical Center for a psychological evaluation without her or her family's consent. The hospital cleared her to return the same day, but the nursing home refused to take her back. The nursing home, Pioneer House of Sacramento, has continued to refuse to readmit her, even though after a hearing in May, the California Department of Health Care Services ordered it to give Single its first available bed. Single's best hope for rejoining her husband now rests in a lawsuit filed by AARP Foundation against Pioneer House and its management company, RHF. AARP Foundation hopes to use the case to fight an increase in illegal nursing home evictions. In 2016, AARP and AARP Foundation filed a complaint with the Office for Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services concerning the state of California's failure to enforce administrative decisions like the one that found in Single's favor. The problem of patients dumping is one of the most troubling complaints of nursing home residents throughout the country, says William Alvarado Rivera, AARP Foundation's Senior Vice President for Litigation. This is basically a form of abuse by nursing homes that dump these patients, especially Medicaid patients, to fill their beds with better residents. Until someone holds them accountable, they can keep doing these things. The complaint filed in Superior Court of California says nursing facilities such as Pioneer House routinely ignore state readmission orders because the state refuses to enforce them itself. It says that Single's case is typical of a practice that some nursing homes use to get rid of patients they don't want. To maximize profit through decreasing staffing, unscrupulous nursing facilities try to illegally evict the residents who are the neediest of staff time and require the greatest levels of care, the complaint said. One such method is hospital dumping, in which the facility gives away the resident's bed when the resident is temporarily hospitalized and refuses to readmit the resident after she is medically cleared to come home. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of Single and the California Long-Term Care Ombudsman Association, alleges that the nursing home violated various rights that patients have under federal and state laws before they can be evicted from facilities. The complaint says Single was stuck in a hospital for about 3 months because of the nursing home's refusal to take her back. During that time, it says, she had no activity, stopped talking, and lost her ability to walk as a result of being confined to a hospital bed. She eventually agreed to be placed in a different nursing facility, but is eager to rejoin her husband at Pioneer. Mrs. Single is spending what may be the last days of her life separated from her husband, the suit said, calling that separation irreparable and cruel. At the state hearing, the nursing home said it called 911 to take Single to a hospital after she became agitated in a dining room and began yelling and throwing plastic utensils. It contended that her primary needs were related to mental health and could best be met at a different facility. The hearing officer ruled that the nursing home had failed to comply with state rules for holding the hospital beds of nursing home patients when they are sent to the hospital. The court denied the AARP Foundation request for an emergency order to readmit Single, but urged her attorneys to seek an expedited trial date. AARP Foundation wants the court to find that the facility acted illegally, a ruling that could be used by other nursing home residents attempting to fight illegal evictions. And now from NPR, more on AARP suing the nursing home. A California judge could decide if Gloria Single will be reunited with her husband, Bill. She's 83. He's 93. The two have been married for 30 years. They lived in the same nursing home until last March when Gloria was evicted without warning. Her situation isn't unique. Nationwide, eviction is the leading complaint about nursing homes. In California last year, more than 1,500 nursing home residents complained that they were discharged involuntarily. That's an increase of 73% since 2011. Gloria Single has a number of ailments. One of them is Alzheimer's disease. So when her son, Aubrey Jones, comes to visit her in her new nursing home, he brings old photos to show her. She can still recognize faces from long ago. One picture shows her three sons when they were just little kids. Jones says the photograph makes him and his brothers look like real troublemakers. "You are troublemakers," his mom teases. Jones also shows his mother a more recent photo. It was taken at Pioneer House, the nursing home where Gloria and her husband lived together before her eviction. They're gazing into each other's eyes and smiling. When Jones tells her he loves that photo, Gloria slyly replies, "That's because Bill's got his hand on my knee." In court documents, Pioneer House paints a more troubling picture of Gloria. They say that she became aggressive with staff and threw some plastic tableware. So Pioneer called an ambulance and sent her to the hospital for a psychological evaluation. The hospital found nothing wrong with her, but the nursing home wouldn't take her back. They said they couldn't care for someone with her needs. Jones protested his mother's eviction in the California Department of Health Care Services, and the department held a hearing, and Jones won. "I expected action, definitely expected action," Jones said. Instead, he got an email explaining that the department that holds the hearings has no authority to enforce its own rulings. Enforcement is handled by a different state agency. He could start over with them. This catch-22 situation attracted the interest of the legal wing of the AARP Foundation, and last year attorneys were asking the federal government to open a civil rights investigation into the way California deals with nursing home evictions, and they're now suing Pioneer House and its parent company on Gloria's behalf. It is the first time that AARP has taken a legal case dealing with nursing home eviction. "We certainly hope we can get Mrs. Single some relief," said William Alvarado Rivera, Foundation's Senior Vice President for Litigation. "But we also hope that there is a lesson to be learned by facilities, that there will be accountability for their failure to respect the due process rights of their residents. Nursing home residents have a lot of rights guaranteed in state and federal law. For example, they have to be given 30 days' notice before they are moved involuntarily, and the nursing home has to hold their bed for a week if they're in the hospital." Rivera says Gloria Single didn't get any of that. He says in the absence of state enforcement, it will depend on individuals like Mrs. Single having to advocate for themselves to get their rights respected and enforced. 14 years of public records obtained by NPR show that nursing homes rarely pay a price for illegally evicting residents. Just 7% of nursing homes that were found to have violated the law in California were fined by the state. With just a couple of exceptions, the highest fines assessed were $2,000. The majority were $1,000 or less, and most fines were never paid in full. Frustration with the lack of state enforcement led the California Long-Term Care Ombudsman Association to join the single lawsuit as co-plaintiff. The organization represents long-term care ombudsmen. There are public officials who track complaints about nursing homes and advocate for residents. But Lisa Coleman, the group's executive director, says the spike in complaints about evictions is so overwhelming that it's impacting our ability to handle other complaints. Those residents that are more challenging, those that have to be repositioned often, those that don't want to sit quietly and watch television, they're more expensive, she says. They can be very taxing on the staff of a facility. And if a facility has one bed and two people looking at it, they're going to take the person that's easier to care for. But eviction complaints need to be seen in a different context, said Jim Gomez, CEO of the California Association of Health Facilities. We have a very low rate of complaints regarding discharge, he said. And when residents are involuntarily discharged, it's for the safety of the staff and other residents, he said. We've had many attacks on residents and staff. Are you going to allow that person back in the facility? Well, Pioneer House and its parent corporation, the Retirement Housing Foundation, declined to be interviewed for this story. They sent a written statement which says in part, "We intend to vigorously defend the allegations set forth in the lawsuit." Meanwhile, Aubrey Jones says the lawsuit is not just about his mother anymore. If anything, he said, I want the dial to be turned a little bit so that this thing doesn't happen again, so it's less likely to happen to someone else. Most of all, Jones says he wants to see his mother and stepfather reunited so they can be together for the little bit of time they have left. And now an update from Eric Schwendwin, our AARP president. Kelly Bagby, an attorney at AARP Foundation, said that until all states take action to protect residents, our only recourse is going to be filing lawsuits for people like Mrs. Single. We expect a precedent-setting decision later this year. And now the feds are seeking to stop illegal nursing home evictions, David Frank, AARP. States have the primary responsibility for policing the nation's nursing homes, but state regulators have to, at a minimum, follow federal rules that list specific reasons the facility can legally evict a resident. A nursing home can force a resident to leave only if at least one of the following conditions is met. One, the resident's clinical or behavioral status endangers the safety of others at the facility. The reason most often reported for patients being discharged against their will is behavioral, mental, and/or emotional expressions of distress. CMS says, number two, the resident's care is not being paid for. This is another common reason for such forced discharges. This can happen when individuals who have been paying privately run out of resources and enroll in Medicaid, which reimburses nursing homes less than they receive from private pay patients. It also happens when Medicare residents shift to being covered by Medicaid. Another reason? Transfer or discharge is necessary for the resident's welfare and the facility cannot meet his or her needs. Now, the CMS memo notes that a nursing home should determine whether it can adequately care for an individual before that person is admitted. Once someone becomes a resident, the memo says, it should be rare for that facility to later say it cannot meet that individual's needs. Another reason, the resident no longer needs the services the nursing home provides, or the resident's continued presence endangers the health of others at the nursing home, or the nursing home is closing. Discharges that violate federal regulations can be unsafe and/or traumatic for residents and their families, the memo says, adding that Nursing home residents are sometimes left homeless or hospitalized for months when they are evicted. CMS is encouraging states to apply for federal funds to help address the problem. States can use the money to educate residents and families about their rights and help facilities learn how best to avoid inappropriate discharges. And now from AgingCare.com, Nursing Home Discharges, Residents Have Rights by K. Gabriel Heiser. While it's against the law for a nursing home to evict a resident because they run out of money and must transition from private pay to Medicaid coverage, there is an exception to this rule if the nursing home does not accept Medicaid as payment. Remember that not every facility accepts Medicaid residents. But even if one of the previously mentioned circumstances for discharge legitimizes a facility's decision, there is a protocol that must be followed in order to ensure the patient's safety and that proper arrangements can be made for their ensuing care. Discharge planning requirements. 1. The facility must prepare a summary of the resident's mental and physical health status. 2. A post-discharge plan of care for the resident must be provided, which will assist the resident in making alternative arrangements for care and housing. And the resident and their family member or legal representative must be notified of the pending discharge and the reasoning behind it in writing at least 30 days in advance of the discharge date. Emergency situations are the only exception. There is an appeals process. Residents have the right to appeal a transfer or discharge that they feel is unfair in order to contest a pending discharge. A family member or other representative of the resident must contact the state long-term care ombudsman or other relevant state office immediately, even if the facility only threatens to kick out the resident. You should get legal help. Well, I'll be on the lookout for any information regarding that AARP lawsuit or other advances on quelling the dumping problem and keep you updated. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Vanskoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Vanskoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.